USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Thousands of mourners chanting, "America is the great Satan," marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and Iraqi militant leaders who were killed in a U.S. airstrike. General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force and the mastermind of its regional security strategy, and someone who was involved in killing over 3,000 American troops, was killed in the airstrike near the Iraqi capital. The attack has caused regional tensions to soar. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation, raising fears of an all-out war with the United States. President Donald Trump says he ordered the strike to prevent a conflict. His administration says Soleimani was plotting a series of additional attacks that endangered American troops. Washington has dispatched another 3,000 troops to neighboring Kuwait. This is USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
Landslides and floods triggered by torrential downpours have left at least 60 people dead in and around Indonesia's capital as rescuers struggle to continue the search. Monsoon rains and rising rivers submerged over a dozen districts in the greater Jakarta area. National Disaster Mitigation Agency spokesman Angus Wilborough said most of the fatalities included those who have drowned or have been electrocuted since the rivers broke their banks. It's the worst flooding in the area since 2007, when 80 people were killed in over 10 days. Police say rock legend Rod Stewart and his son Sean were involved in an altercation at the Breakers Palm Beach Resort on New Year's Eve and subsequently charged with battery of a resort employee. An employee who was working the area claims the singer threw a punch, striking him in the rib cage. Both men are ordered to appear at the Palm Beach County Criminal Justice Complex on February 5th for their arraignment hearing. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In what many are calling a challenge to the Trump administration, several drug makers have increased their prices. John Clemens reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Three crashes involving Teslas that have killed people have increased the scrutiny of the company's autopilot driving system just months before CEO Elon Musk planned to put fully self-driving cars on the streets. A Tesla Model S sedan left a freeway in Gardena, California at a high rate of speed, ran a red light, and struck a Honda Civic, killing two people inside. Earlier in that day, a Tesla Model 3 hit a parked fire truck on an Indiana freeway, killing the passenger in the Tesla, and on December 7th, another Model 3 struck a police cruiser on a Connecticut highway, though no one was hurt. The Special Crash Investigation Unit of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is now looking into the crashes. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.